This lecture describes the enzyme reactions of the glycolysis pathway and discusses the regulation of the pathway and its function in different specialized tissues. There are three key facts that are worth emphasizing about the glycolysis pathway. First of all, how important it is and how it interrelates with several other metabolic pathways in the overall energy balance of the cell. Secondly, it's present in all tissues of all animal species and also in all organisms, plants, fungi, microorganisms, bacteria. Thirdly, its function is the synthesis of ATP using glucose as a fuel, and it can do this in the presence and in the absence of oxygen gas. To put the glycolysis pathway in the context of the overall energy balance of the cell, we can use this diagram to emphasize how the three main classes of fuel molecules, that's sugars, fats, and amino acids, occurs in three stages. First stage of the breakdown of sugars is shown on the top left of the diagram. Glucose, which is a 6-carbon containing sugar, is broken down by the enzymes of the glycolysis pathway to pyruvate, which has 3-carbon atoms in its structure. In a later lecture, we'll discuss how the pyruvate is converted to a 2-carbon unit, acetyl-CoA, or active acetate. In the second stage of metabolism, the 2-carbon unit, acetyl-CoA, enters a pathway known as the Krebs cycle, or the TCA cycle, and here the 2-carbon atoms end up as the waste product, carbon dioxide gas. During this process, pairs of hydrogen atoms are removed from the fuel molecule, and these enter the third and last stage of metabolism, oxidative phosphorylation. Here, the pairs of hydrogen atoms are combined with oxygen to form the waste product water, and during this process, several molecules of ATP are synthesized from ADP. If we go back to the top of the diagram, we can see how the first stages of the breakdown of fatty acids and amino acids also gives rise to the 2-carbon unit, acetyl-CoA, and this can enter the second and third stages of metabolism, so that these last two stages are common to the three main fuel classes. It's important to understand how the molecular structure of the glucose molecule determines the chemical properties of the sugar, and also important to understand how the three-dimensional shape of a sugar molecule can represented on paper in two dimensions. On the slide here we have two ways of representing the glucose. On the left is glucose shown in its straight chain or open chain structure, and this is known as the Fischer projection. On the right is shown the glucose molecule in its closed ring structure, shown in the Haworth projection, and this is an attempt to show how the closed ring structure of the glucose is relatively flat like a coin, and this is seen edge on so that the OH groups of the sugar molecule are shown projected above and below the plane of the ring. Glucose is a hexose sugar. That means it has 6 carbon atoms together with 12 hydrogen atoms and 6 oxygen atoms. Carbon number 1 is part of an aldehyde group. That means carbon atom number 1 is attached to an oxygen through a double bond and to one hydrogen atom through a single bond. An aldehyde group has reducing properties. If sugar is mixed with a solution of copper sulfate and the solution is boiled, the aldehyde group will reduce the copper to cupric oxide, and that gives a nice bright orange precipitate. And this used to be the way in which sugar could be detected in the urine or blood sample of patients. So glucose is known as a reducing sugar. Carbon atoms 2, 3, 4 and 5 have one hydrogen atom attached and one hydroxyl group. Carbon 6 has 2 hydrogen atoms and one hydroxyl group. The presence of so many oxygen atoms in these hydroxyl groups makes glucose a very polar molecule and very soluble in water. However, it should be noted that none of the hydrogen atoms can ionize away, so that glucose will always be a polar but uncharged molecule. The position of the OH groups, as shown here, is characteristic of glucose. If one were to draw the structure with the OH groups in any other position, that would represent the structure of a completely different sugar. Glucose at position 5 has an asymmetric carbon there, and glucose can exist in the laboratory in both the D form and the L form, two optically active isomers of the same sugar with the same chemical properties. The only form of glucose that is found naturally occurring in biological samples is D-glucose, and the convention is to draw the position of the OH group, position 5, with the hydroxyl group on the right hand side. The diagram on the right shows glucose represented as its closed ring structure. To form this structure, the hydroxyl group at position 5 of the straight chain forms a bond with carbon number 1, and this opens up the aldehyde group to introduce a hydroxyl group. The carbon atoms are not individually indicated on this diagram, but they are there by implication. Next to the number 1, the carbon atom will be present at the junction point of all the lines, and then following round in a clockwise direction, carbon 2, 3 and 4 can be seen at the bottom of the diagram. Carbon 5 of the glucose unit is involved in a link through its oxygen atom to carbon number 1. So this makes this structure a 6-membered ring structure. The last carbon atom at position 6 is shown projected above the ring here. When the glucose molecule goes from its straight chain structure to the closed ring structure, the hydroxyl group at position 5 joins to carbon 1, and the double bonded oxygen at position 1 now forms a hydroxyl group. In the diagram shown here, the hydroxyl group from carbon atom number 1 is shown projected below the plane of the ring, and this form of the glucose is known as alpha D-glucose. In an equal number of occasions, the oxygen at position 5 can join to the aldehyde group, placing the hydroxyl group above the plane of the ring, and this is known as the beta form of D-glucose. In free solution, there will be approximately equal amounts of the alpha and the beta form of the glucose, but once the glucose unit has combined with other molecules, such as other glucose units, through an ester link at position 1, this will freeze the position of the OH group either above or below the plane of the ring. So polymers of glucose will always be of the alpha form or the beta form, not a mixture of the two. This diagram just summarizes the two structures of glucose side by side, the straight chain and the ring structure. Because both forms are in equilibrium with each other, glucose will always retain its property of being a reducing sugar, because when it's used up in a reaction, more of the ring structure will equilibrate to form the straight chain aldehyde form.